Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's still funny. It's also funny that we lost a listener. Reportedly, he told us on our social media that our fascination with goats who sound like people ruined his morning commute, and he would have to find something different for his morning commute. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It will never not be funny. Also, producer Pete, quiz, pop quiz. Do you know my all-time favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
No. Okay, so you don't know this.
No.
Because pretty soon, I would say before this week is up, on into next week, we are going to have to use my all-time favorite Christmas song. Because people love it, number one. Number two, it's a cult hero as the subject. And number three, once you hear it, you can't get rid of it. It's stuck in your head.
I know what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Dominic the Donkey.
Close. The animal is definitely the theme. That's another one. Every time we play our favorite one, that's another one that people come up with. Care to take another guess? Three strikes and you're out?
Red-nosed reindeer.
Nope.
Now I'm going through all the animals.
Right, you are.
Christmas.
Do you know anything about hippos and Christmas?
Oh, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, how do your son and daughter not love that song? Well, your daughter may be a little bit too young, but come on. Timmy doesn't love that song?
I don't think he's heard it yet.
Oh, he's gonna.
He has to. I got him listening to Frank Sinatra's Jingle Bells, and he sings it all the time in the car.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so anytime you want to drop it in, you just feel free because it's time. It's time to remind the peeps that we want a hippopotamus for Christmas. People tell me that when they hear that song, they think of me, which is awesome. But also people laugh every time we do it because then it's stuck in your head.
That's good. That's a good song to have in your head.
It's tremendous. It's old school, and it's one that every year is a hallmark here, a staple, if you will, on After Hours. And since we have five shows left before Christmas, Pete has also five shows left before Christmas, right? Because you won't be here Sunday night into Monday, but then you're finishing out next week. Nah. I will be here the first four shows of next week, and then I'm off until after Christmas.
Then I have 2 days before Christmas.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Right. So you're working up into Christmas Eve.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm taking, because we have multiple family celebrations, we have to drive to Texas. We've got 3 days with one side, and then we go to the other side. Also, some big personal news that I'll share with you at some point, but in terms of adding to our family. But we're doing the drive over the weekend, which is why I'm taking off Thursday night, because we're starting our drive next Friday, and then we'll be straight out for the first 4 days once we get there, because Christmas is Wednesday, so we're trying to split Christmas Eve and Christmas between the two different families, which thankfully are only 2 hours apart in Texas. Oh, it's definitely a... Wait a minute. Okay, Pete, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting myself. I'm looking up at NFL Network right now. According to NFL Network, Belichick is signing a 3-year deal worth $30 million, which, you can do the quick math, would be $10 million each. But I've seen $5 million reported, five years reported in multiple places. So let's see if we can Google that. I might even search online, because now that's the first time I've seen a contradicting report about what the number of years, and that's the first time I've seen the number attached to it as well.
I've seen five.
Right.
I've seen five, like you. So listen,
I'm checking Tom Pelissero's account and see.
I will effort.
Okay. All right. Let's hold on. Let's see. La 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 la. Well, here's Bills is for Christmas. Here's Bills' statement. I'm excited for the opportunity at UNC Chapel Hill. I grew up around college football with my dad and treasured those times. I've always wanted to coach in college, and now I look forward to building the football program in Chapel Hill. To me, that seems very authentic. I don't know why you would lie about that, and I don't think he's using it as a stepping stone. Does he want to get back to the NFL? Sure. Is this an opportunity for him to get on the sidelines? He spent nearly 50 years in the NFL. There's something to be said for wanting a change, for wanting something new. I do not in any way begrudge him.
If I had to take a guess on what we're seeing here with the 3-year deal on NFL Network, I feel like this was aired maybe a little before.
Okay, so you think this is tape. So for that reason, it's maybe not accurate.
Yes.
Other coaches were reacting to it, by the way. Like Mike McCarthy, I saw him reacting to it when he was doing his Cowboys press conference. It kind of broke as he was doing it. Let's see if I can find. I'm going to go to this Tom Pelissero post and see what it says here, just so that I can see if the 3 years. Yeah. Sources told Inside Carolina on Wednesday night that UNC's deal with Belichick is expected to be 3 years, $30 million. That would double the $5 million per year of Mac Brown's contract. So this is coming from on the ground, Inside Carolina, 3 years, $30 million, which would be $10 million a year. And we've seen 5 years reported in multiple places, including ESPN.
Yeah, Adam Schefter.
Okay, so Adam Schefter is reporting 5 years. So that's one thing we'll have to keep our eyes on and see if we can get at some type of clarification, because we've got conflicting reports. 855-212-4227. We're going to get to some of the early matchups in this NFL Week 15, you guys. Week 15. Last year, week 15, I was getting married. I didn't think about football one time. Roger Goodell has been talking about expanding the season to 18 games. It's coming. It may not come next season, but it's coming soon. We know that we've got a doozy for Thursday night football. At least I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are as well. Rams and Niners. You may think the Niners are completely out of it, but at 6-7, while they are not anywhere close to the top of the NFC West right now, they still have some games among contenders. Plus, the NFC is weird, right? So what if the Packers end up taking a step back and the Niners are able to win out? So we'll see some drama, I'm sure, in the NFC West, especially since the Packers have a game against the Seahawks this weekend on Sunday Night Football. We will cover that one with our reporter on the scene in Seattle. He'll join us after the Sunday night game. So let's see. What if the Seahawks end up beating the Packers? Of course, that would help them solidify their spot atop the West, right? Because they've already won 4 in a row. They're sitting at 8-5 right now. This is without looking at the standings. They're sitting at 8-5. And so that's a game that if Seattle would win, would tie them with the Packers, right? So the Packers would be 9-5. And then you're talking about teams starting to creep in there and could potentially reel them in for one of those wild card spots. Remember, the Commanders are sitting at 8 wins. And so there potentially could be a couple of teams who run the table in December in the NFC get hot and catch those teams and make it a race for a wild card. So we'll do a lot more on the NFL schedule that's coming up Thursday night into Friday. Of course, we'll talk about that Thursday night game after it happens. I love that it's a West Coast game, and we have a West Coast audience generally when we start our shows. What's your reaction to Bill Belichick? We're going to do a little basketball as well. We've got Joe Burrow about his home invasion, and it's a Joe Burrow unlike you've ever heard before. This tone of voice from Joe is, you can tell he's rattled. And so I feel for him. I can't imagine that happening. Let's say I'm working. People know what time I'm on the air. I'm working and someone breaks a window and climbs into my house. This, by the way, is why I never, and I mean never, talk about the town I live in. I don't ever give up my address. I don't even show a picture of my vehicle anymore, because I've had some pretty serious stalkers, and it's unnerving when they tell you, I know where you live. I've Googled your current address, and so I'm really careful. It's why I have not shared my new last name on the air, so my legal last name after getting married, so I don't want people to be able to track us down based on my husband's family name. Just all these precautions I take, and I'm not even a celebrity. I mean, these guys, this is scary if you're an NFL player right now and this keeps happening inside your fraternity. And wait until you hear what Tua had to say. But let's do a couple more calls in reaction to Bill Belichick landing at UNC. JY is in Maryland. Welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Hope morning. You're
feeling better.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
I just hope it goes good for Belichick. I've been a Cowboys fan all my life, but I'm a football fan first. Mm-hmm. I love to see a good team come out of the ACC.
Yes.
And hopefully he can make that happen. But if it doesn't, it's going to be bad for him. I was listening the other night when the guy was going back and forth with you about he hadn't done nothing without Brady, and that was so unfair. But, if it doesn't work out, his legacy is going to be destroyed. They already planning about it.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you a question? That. Since you're a football fan, yeah. Can I ask you a question? Did Nick Saban's failed stint at Miami destroy his legacy?
Nope.
Okay. I disagree with you on that respect. While it may be a footnote and it may be something that people laugh about if somehow he doesn't succeed, I know in the moment when Nick Saban bolted and he left Miami and it was a disaster, that it was a joke and people said the same thing. But after he got back to Alabama and continued winning, I don't think anyone even remembers that he was an NFL coach, honestly.
Well, I think that was his lane. College was his lane, and people say that Bill wouldn't be able to deal with the NIL. I think that's not true, because he dealt with the money aspect. But mm-hmm. will he be able to deal with the porthole? Because the porthole is not contracts. You know, these kids can just get up and leave, and that's going to be trying for him. And hopefully, he can relate to these kids. You know, because these young guys are. They're different.
Well, one thing that Belichick can talk about is big money, right? He's made more money than these guys could even imagine at this point. One thing he can talk about is making money at the next level and converting mid-level athletes like Tom Brady into superstars at the next level. I mean, that's something that he has experience with, and everyone knows who Tom Brady is. And so the fact that Belichick is not only got the Super Bowl rings, but work with the greatest quarterback of all time, who was, what, a sixth-round draft pick out of Michigan when he was chosen. How many times have we seen that dad bod body of his when he's coming out of college, right, from the combine? Bill Belichick can speak to anything these guys have designs on, what they want, if they want money, if they want status, if they want games on TV, if they want to play in championships. Belichick's done all of that.
You know what I would really like to see Belichick do?
What's that?
Coaches. Some of these coaches
right?
suck. And he could start with my coach, McCarthy, because McCarthy sucks. And I've been a Cowboys fan since I was 6 years old. I'm 56 now. If McCarthy's still at Dallas next year, I'm out of there.
Wow.
I'm just a football fan. I'm done.
Wow. All right.
And another thing, I don't think coach in their right mind really wants to deal with Jerry Jones?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a lot. But honestly, I think if you're a strong personality like a Belichick, that does not intimidate you.
Well, it doesn't intimidate me, but Jerry's the boss, and what he says goes. I mean, look what he did with Jimmy Johnson. It's disgusting. If Jimmy Johnson hadn't left Dallas, we would have had more Super Bowls.
All right.
Than
How long ago was that? I think you might need to let it go now, JY.
I'm trying to.
All right, sir. Have a great day. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Todd is listening in Tampa. Todd, what's your reaction?
Amy, great to talk to you. Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Thank you.
Don't forget your certificate of completion on your addition.
Oh.
Okay? Don't forget. Without that, it's like you never got a permit. Just so you know.
Okay.
So without the certificate of completion, without you getting that, you wasted all your money and your time.
Don't say that. Don't speak that.
I'm telling you, without you going to the building department and getting that CO2.
No, we got stickers. We're good.
Forget about stickers.
All right, stop yelling at me. You're stressing me out. Talk about football, please.
Well, I'm talking about football. When a year from now, you'll say, God, I wish I would have listened to Todd. Listen.
Okay, you're about to get banned from the show if you say it one more time. So how about Belichick?
I'm happy for Belichick, okay? I'm happy for Belichick. I'm happy for North Carolina. Y'all have a D. Mack Brown took you to one a Fiesta Bowl, whatever, and I'm happy for you to get a chance. My Buccaneers are in first place, and I want to say this about the selection committee for football, okay? I'm happy for Indiana to get in there. I know Alabama. I'm a Cane fan. We choked our chances away, and you're going to see some good coaching in this playoff, and you're going to see some bad coaching in this playoff, okay? Ohio State, if you don't win the national title, everybody wants that coach fired. Indiana, I mean, you know.
Are you going to go through all 12 teams?
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State's got the highest payroll. I'm happy that they got the highest payroll. Anybody who says a salary cap for the college kids, you've lost everything that the college kids work for. Okay, Ohio State is not going to win the national championship, but in my opinion, and let me tell the committee, Indiana, you got lucky. Okay.
All right. Okay. We don't need to go through all of the different schools. Whew, that was stressing me out. 855-212-4227. One more on Belichick. Mike is in Marietta, Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Amy? Good show. Hey,
thank you.
Look, enough with this Bill Belichick. Is he going to be able to relate? He has a 24-year-old girlfriend. It's the same age as these college kids. I mean, of course he's going to be able to relate. Hey, how about them Hawks? How about them Atlanta Hawks,
yeah,
baby?
We haven't gotten to that yet, but we need to, because Trae Young knows how to get under the skin of the Knicks crowd.
Yes, he does. Hey, Ricochet had a bad night last night, but look, he's looking good as a young player. Hey, and we have a star in Jalen Johnson. Hey, get ready. DeAndre Hunter is playing well. Hey, the Hawks are going to be a problem. They're going to make some noise. I don't know why we didn't go out and get some random 7-footer, though. I mean, everybody on our team is 6'9". I mean, we could have got Mo Bamba. I mean, we need a legit 7-footer. And, hey, look out for the Hawks. Hey, and Raheem's got to go, baby. Raheem's got to go.
Already?
He was 17-31 when you hired him. What did you expect? I mean, listen, he is what he is.
Oh, he's heavens.
He's Dan, you're fired up this morning. He's Dan Quinn. I mean, he's a bumper slogan. I mean, look, the best you can hope for is he would go out and hire great coordinators and put around himself. But look, this guy on the second time round, Amy, this guy attached his wagon to a guy who has never called plays in the NFL. Now, to my surprise, hey, it's starting to, it looks like it's coming around. But, Kirk Cousins here, he's looking like a guy that is used to making these throws that just can't make them anymore.
All right, we'll see. Let's not bury Raheem or Kirk just yet, but I appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks so much for listening. 855-212-4227. We'll get to more. But this portion of the show, sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. All right, so I've mentioned it a couple of times. I do want to make sure you hear from Joe Burrow about the home invasion and just the fact that his place was ransacked and what Tua Tagovailoa has done in response to not only his own crime that happened against his property, but now the rash of burglaries against professional athletes. We've got Knockout Ahead as well. Find me online at A-Law Radio as well as on our Facebook page, and you can react to Bill Belichick going to college. He says he's always wanted to coach in the college ranks, and UNC, depending upon the reports that you believe, is paying him $10 million per year. We've seen that report out there from NFL Network and Inside Carolina. Wowzers. Are they making a splash? I would say everything changes from this moment forward for the North Carolina program in a big way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you're awake on your Thursday, good morning, 4:25 a.m. Eastern Time, 1:25 a.m. Pacific Time. We're getting set to kick off week 15 in the NFL. But the bigger story right now, Bill Belichick has chosen a new head coaching job in college. He is heading to UNC, and we've heard conflicting reports. The first one coming out of Carolina, out of Tobacco Road in the area, is a three-year deal worth $30 million. But we've also seen reported in multiple places, including Adam Schefter, a five-year deal with no monetary terms attached to that one. So we'll wait to find out at some point. You would expect there'd be an introductory press conference. What we know is that there's an emergency meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees. They have to approve this move, but something tells me since they're calling an emergency meeting, they want to get it done as quickly as possible and are likely to approve it. If you missed my conversation with Brian Murphy in Raleigh, an investigative reporter, he had some great details on how this relationship and this connection first started. We'll replay some of that coming up next hour, but you can always grab it as part of our podcast. What's your reaction? 855-212-4227. Now, we got a lot of NFL that we hope to get to. If not, we'll do it before we wrap up the work week. But a big story out of the league again is yet another high-profile player having his home ransacked, robbed and ransacked while he was at a game. Remember, this happened to both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And according to the investigation with the authorities and now the FBI, this is happening in other sports too. It's not just the NFL. Other athletes who are away from their homes, and everyone knows they're away from their homes, are dealing with these types of situations too. But Joe Burrow is the latest, and you could tell rattled by what happened at his home when he was at a game.
So obviously everybody has heard what has happened. I feel like my privacy has been violated in more ways than one, and way more is already out there than I would want out there and that I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that.
This just happened during Monday night's game. Remember, Bengals taking on the Cowboys. They're in Dallas, which means he's not even at the local stadium. He's out of state. He's got to take a flight home.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The timing of this is certainly coordinated with him being away. According to the police report, the break-in was reported by a model. Her name's Olivia. I don't care about his personal life. If this is his girlfriend, I don't know who she is. It doesn't matter to me. But it was reported by a woman who was there at his home. She contacted police after she saw a broken bedroom window. So she got there. There was a broken window. And I guess a local TV station is using drones. No, this is not in New Jersey. A local TV station using drones and has some aerial footage of the whole thing. He's very, very protective of his privacy. And so, again, you can hear it in his voice how upsetting this is for him.
We live a public life, and, you know, one of my least favorite parts of that is the lack of privacy. And that has been difficult for me to deal with my entire career. Still learning, but I understand it's the life that we choose. Doesn't make it any easier to deal with.
Last month, the NFL and other leagues actually were briefed by the FBI. So now this is an FBI investigation, and they're warning athletes in various sports about this particular, what they believe is a ring, an organized crime ring that does target athletes who are gone, and they're sophisticated. They use incredible technology in some cases. Now, this I think is really interesting because I would be willing to bet that most of these athletes' homes have some type of an alarm system. That's fairly standard. You can get them without spending a whole lot of money. Some type of an alarm that triggers and immediately notifies authorities. Though, again, those things are very standard. But apparently, now this is just what I've read, according to the FBI investigation, these teams, these rings that are committing these robberies, these crime groups are so sophisticated, they have jamming technology so that the alarm system doesn't actually work and doesn't notify anyone. So, tough situation. And while Joe Burrow's the latest, he's not the only one talking about it. Tua Tagovailoa apparently revealed on Wednesday that he has employed actual security, like people toting weapons, because he's afraid of this happening with him.
I have personal security just because my house had gotten broken into, not necessarily my house, but one of my cars. And so it's a little too close for my comfort with my family being in the house. So we got personal security to take care of all of that when we're on the road. We got someone with my wife, got, you know, someone also at the house, surveying the house. So just to let that be known, they are armed. So I hope if you decide to go to my house, you think twice.
You're forewarned, right? And the media laughs. I mean, I think that's smart. I hope a lot of professional athletes are doing this because it's a relatively small expense compared to what a lot of these guys make. If you're a quarterback or someone who would be targeted because you make a lot of money and have a really nice house, well, then it's, I think, a necessary expense to protect, forget the property, although that I'm certain is in some cases devastating. Remember Travis Kelce told us, or told, I guess, his audience on his podcast, that a lot of what was stolen from his house was personal memorabilia that could not be replaced, and he was really upset about it. But in the case of Tua, his family was at home when this happened. I mean, that's scary. That's the kind of thing that makes you really nervous and maybe unable even to do your job effectively if you're worried about your family. He's got young kids. His parents are around a lot being at home when this takes place. So he has armed security who stays with his wife when they're on the road, who watches the house. I mean, it's, again, I am not a celebrity, but I take all kinds of precautions and very rarely leave my house without neighbors. So neighbors that I trust, we take care of each other's homes. Neighbors will park their cars in our driveway while we're gone. They use our driveway. Also, they'll go in and out. So I have multiple friends who have keys, and whether it's taking care of the cat, having someone there every day, having a dog sitter, I mean, I don't have Penny anymore, but when I did, I would leave her at home. I didn't send her somewhere else like a kennel or to another friend. And so there would be a dog sitter in the house all the time. So I rarely leave the house empty. And if I do, well, then I take precautions, lights on and all that kind of stuff. Now, not the damn security light next door. Pete, I have to tell you this funny story. Well, it's funny as in, ouch, it hurts. I was speaking with a friend who works in a college conference in D2, and she said, my boss, the commissioner, wanted me to ask you, what's going on with the light? The neighbor's light. Like, that's the thing, is this is the most popular question now. Is what's going on? Yeah, the commissioner of a conference at the D2 level listens to the show. This is in the South, and he wanted to know. He asked her to ask me what's going on with the neighbor's light.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it speaks to the not only the fact that people care about what happens with us away from work, but also that this is it hits home. It's one of those stories. It's a really, let's say, one that produces empathy. That's not quite the way I meant to phrase it, but it really does hit home with a lot of people because they can deal with this or have dealt with this in a similar way. So it puts us all on the same level. I do not have armed security. If I did, I'd ask them to shoot out the light. My husband still wants to use the BB gun or the pellet gun. We're not at this point have resorted to that. However, we might. We've talked about it. We've joked about it, that maybe we shoot the light out and then just leave for the holidays, right? And so
happy holidays.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, we weren't even there. Or we like drive away and then my husband sneaks back, shoots out the light.
Oh my goodness.
All right. What's your reaction to Bill Belichick heading to Chapel Hill, North Carolina? Of course, long known for its basketball prowess and championships and Hall of Famers who have coached on the hard court, indoors. Well, now you've got a Hall of Famer, one of the best coaches of all time, 302 NFL wins, 50 years, near 50 years in the National Football League at some capacity, says he's always wanted to coach in college. And now he goes to a place where his father was an assistant in the 50s and has the opportunity to immediately change the trajectory of a middling ACC school with every opportunity. That's something that jumps out to me. The ACC is not dominated by a Clemson right now, though Clemson is the champion again. I think kind of that's the point. Think about where Clemson started. Think about where Florida State started and where this conference ended up. And the fact that SMU leaped over Alabama to get an at-large bid in the college football playoff. This, to me, speaks that the conference is wide open if you get a Belichick in there who's going to run a program that is designed to be a winner, designed to get these guys ready for the NFL, those who have the talent to move on. Yeah, yeah. At A-Law Radio on our Facebook page. So glad to be with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Dexter Henry.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Thank you, Amy. This one's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life electronic device and pet health insurance. Okay, NBA Cup action on Wednesday night was full of strong play, and coaches happy that their teams advanced. In New York, the Hawks, they struggled to find their way offensively in the first half against the Knicks, but in the third quarter, they turned things around, outscoring New York 34-18. DeAndre Hunter led the way in this contest with 24 points. Trae Young dropped 22, and Jalen Johnson scored 21. As the Hawks clipped the Knicks 108-100, after the game, Quinn Snyder says his team is making progress.
This team's got a long runway. You know, it's going to take us time, but I think games like this, hopefully there's some confidence that builds that you can play with some of the best teams. And, you know, our challenge is going to be consistency. You know, we're in the process of trying to establish an identity, you know, and that's something, you know, you need to win a lot of big games to do that. And we're not there yet, but I'm happy for our guys.
Atlanta advances to play Milwaukee in the semis. In Houston, the Rockets rallied from being down 14 points. Jalen Green made two free throws with 3.5 seconds left. And the Rockets, they beat the Warriors 91-90 to advance to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. And following this game, Ime Udoka says he knows what a win like this means for his young team.
Every time you're in these certain environments, like I said, playing in meaningful games in March and April last year for the first time, and now a game like this to advance and move on only will help in the long run. And so pressure situations are new to some of our guys, haven't been there before. And you got other guys who've done it every year. And so want to get back to that. And today was a step in the right direction.
Rockets advance to play the Thunder in the semis on Saturday night in Las Vegas. In other NBA news, according to ESPN, Shams Charania, the Phoenix Suns are among the teams that Jimmy Butler's agent has indicated in NBA circles that the six-time NBA All-Star is open to as a destination as the Miami Heat listen to trade offers. Charania reported that the Heat would be open to trading Butler and listening to offers on Tuesday. I'm Dexter Henry.
Hey, sports fans. It's Andrew Perloff here on the Infinity Sports Network. Check us out 24/7 on your local affiliate or on the Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, producer Pete, maybe I'm out of practice. Did we do it last week? I can't remember. But I
thought we did. Yeah.
I didn't do Ask Amy Anything this week because I was out last night. So it's good for me to get back on the horse here. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Round one. Bill Belichick. You predicted it. I have a Belichick question. All right, let's go through his UNC career. Does he coach for, well, now we don't know what the contract is. Does he coach at UNC for 3 years or finish out a 5-year contract?
Well, we've got conflicting reports about whether or not it's a 3-year or a 5-year deal. So why don't we say he finishes or he's out before it's done?
Correct.
Because it's Bill Belichick and because he's going to approach this with the same work ethic and preparation, maniacal preparation and knowledge and study, because there's so much to change and there is an opportunity at the ACC level, I'm going to say he finishes out this contract. And so I knock out him leaving this early. Depends, though, right? Because an NFL job may come along. But I'll say he's not the kind of guy that walks away from an unfinished project, an unfinished business.
All right, round two. Win one game. You have to win one game with this coach. Mm. Mike McCarthy or Nick Sirianni?
Well, Mike McCarthy's a Super Bowl winning coach, and he's got a lot of victories under his name in the books. I'll say Mike McCarthy. Nick Sirianni has won some games, but he's, at this point, not been able to sustain that success to win the big one, if you will, though he did take the Eagles there and had success pretty quickly. I think he's learning on the job. He was obviously very raw and very green, haha, when he first got to the Eagles. But yeah, if you're talking about winning one game, I'll say McCarthy.
Game since situational extravaganza.
Remember how bad it was for Nick Sirianni last year with two different coordinators, right? So he relies on them, and he chose the wrong people, and it did not work out, and the team tanked at the end of the year.
His job was on the line, and you could say Saquon Barkley may have saved his job this season. Round three, who is in the postseason, Niners or Rams?
Rams. I like the way they've played. I think the Matthew Stafford we're seeing and the offensive juggernaut that they are. Now, the defense did not perform at all against the Bills, but that's a load for a lot of teams. Also, they don't have nearly as much ground to make up. So the two teams that kick off on Thursday Night Football right now, and this is a prime game tonight, the Rams are sitting at 7-6. And so they already have that game lead on the Niners. Should they win tonight? We'll see. The Niners looked better last week. However, considering opponent, the Rams pose a much tougher challenge. Stuffer. It's like stovetop stuffing in the turkey. Oh. A much tougher challenge for the Niners. And this is a rivalry game, too. I'll go Rams because I love the rhythm that they're in right now. And I think the defense, last week notwithstanding, has played better than what people expected with the retirement of Aaron Donald.
Round four, winter meetings are wrapping up in Dallas. One name that's been out there last couple days is Kyle Tucker. So, does Kyle Tucker get traded first or ever? Or does Alex Bregman re-sign in Houston?
So, you're asking me which move gets done? Kyle Tucker's right. Traded or Alex Bregman re-signs?
Yes, pick one.
Only one? Is it possible that both turned
out? It's possible
out?
That okay. Both. If only one could happen. Let's
I think there's a lot of momentum for Bregman staying in Houston. He and Jose Altuve are the two guys that are left from that core that helped them win the World Series. The first one with trash cans in 2017. Let's hope they've gotten new trash cans. I don't think they want him to go anywhere else. I'll say the same thing about him that I said about Pete Alonso and the Mets. He's the personality. He's the edge, right? This is a guy who, around the rest of the Major League Baseball, a lot of them hate him because of how he's so brash and bold, the bravado, the celebrations. He and Jose Altuve feed off each other. And again, I think they provide the personality and the energy for that club. Not to mention, they did win World Series. So I'll say Bregman re-signs in Houston. Although I don't think that the Astros should trade Kyle Tucker. That's just my personal opinion. He's terrific.
I'm with you. I just hang on to him. Although he's in a walk year, so that's what's the temptation. Round five, two things I can't stand, but maybe you like them. The NBA Cup or the World Baseball Classic?
I'll knock out the NBA Cup. I don't see the fascination with it. I'm sorry. I know that the courts are wacky, but if you need crazy color schemes on your courts to indicate that it's an NBA Cup game, does that mean it's not translating with your viewers? I think the players enjoy. There's a little extra money, and it breaks up the monotony of a season because you get to go to Vegas. But heavens, it's not even Christmas yet, right? I mean, if you already need some kind of a gimmick to make it more exciting, then, again, something's wrong. I think that the players do hype it up, and it's new. But I don't think the fans even know that it's happening most of the time.
Right.
For instance, did you know that last night were the quarterfinals? How many people knew? And I thought they only played on Tuesday. So what was happening on Wednesday? I don't get it. I thought it was Tuesdays and Fridays. Why all of a sudden do we have color schemes on Wednesdays? I was very confused.
Wednesday was probably another day off. That's the other problem. If you need. Motivation to play regular season games, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
And no NBA Cup is going to... I've never seen a league put together a cup tournament just to get players to play in the NBA. It makes no sense.
Well, I think, too, the model is something they've stolen or are pilfering from pro soccer, where they do these in-season tournaments with different leagues. Maybe that makes a little more sense. I honestly think if you have to explain it to fans and tell them over and over that it's an NBA Cup game, and we already know that the commissioner, Adam Silver, laments the fact that people are not watching regular season NBA games anymore, especially pre-Christmas. But to me, it's a gimmick, and I don't know that it's working for all those reasons.
Maybe start by not having 5 days off between games. We can start by getting the motivation back if you have games maybe closer together. Sorry. Yeah.
Knock it out. We're go with the World Baseball Classic.
We're knocking it out. We're knocking it out.
Because I think the WBC, there's a lot of excitement for it, especially with the games that are played in Asia because of the Shohei Ohtani and the Yamamotos, but not just them, other guys. And remember the Tokyo USA game that we got to see. I'm sorry, not Tokyo. Japanese. Their excitement as they were winning. I do think the WBC, because so many of the best players in their nations have to leave and come to Major League Baseball, this gives them a chance. It's even higher profile than the Olympics, I believe. Gives them the chance to play representing their country and play with people that they're familiar with. I love the international pride over it, and I think it matters to a lot of nations where baseball is a big deal.
Only thing I would say about that is I don't think Major League Baseball should force teams to for players to play on Major League players to play in the World Baseball Classic, because then you run into injury problems like you did with Edwin Diaz or players like that that get hurt during the tournament and it ruins a team's season. So I would be cautious with forcing players, if they do, to play in the WBC.
Same thing with the NBA Cup.
Ridiculous.
Oh, like All-Star Games too, though. It's the same kind of thing.
Oh.
That's the knockout. The knockout blow, baby. Wait, I'm not good at sound effects. I need a sound effect. Also, I thank you. Ow. All right, Mike Tyson. Also, I'm going to need some hippopotami. I'm looking for some hippopotami. First Tommy's in Tennessee wants to... I think that's the real way to say it, unless you shorten it to hippos. Tommy in Tennessee, welcome to After Hours.
Yes, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
I've got a sort of an obscure linkage to your goats fascination. My daughter loved goats. She worked at a zoo as her college job, and she loved goats screaming and stuff. But Bill Belichick's got that linkage. His dad coached at Navy. Of course, they've got a goat as a mascot, and interestingly, that Ram mascot for UNC that you occasionally see, my daughter pointed out that he thought this Belichick might really be going to North Carolina, because North Carolina hasn't cared about football. And like you said, there's sort of an opening there.
Yes.
To make some real noise in the ACC and maybe take that seat in the playoffs. And mentioning the playoffs, Tennessee's the national champion and reigning champion in baseball. They're in the playoffs, and they've got the number one basketball team right now. I don't expect that they'll win all three at the same time, but has anybody ever won all three of the championships at once?
No.
And I was thinking all the way back to the early 1900s when Yale or Harvard was good in all the sports and not many other people were playing them all.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you got me there. That's not something I remember, but maybe. I like it, though, Tommy. Repping Knoxville. That's a great color orange, though. Don't let my husband hear me say that, because his is burnt orange and Texas, and he would fall over if he heard me touting what he calls the ugly Tennessee orange. I didn't say it. He did. All right. Back to Bill Belichick. Top of the hour. What's your reaction? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.